Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online. The Nikki Rich Show got over 20,000 followers. Miss Nikki Rich, that's what everybody calling her. 323-580-5749, and you can tweet her online.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. The Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show. Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Nikki Rich Show.
Welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We rocking it out tonight. It's Throwdown Thursdays. Got a special treat for you. We have an amazing author that's in the building. We're excited to talk with her. And that is Miss Author Charnell Williams. We're looking forward to it. We're only moments away from talking with her. We do want everybody to know that the Nikki Rich Show, we're based out of Charlotte, North Carolina, and we're also based out of California as well, Los Angeles, California. And we've been on the air since April of 2011, April the 4th, that is. And we just have had an amazing ride. We interviewed so many people, from celebrities, reality TV stars, as well as our athletes, gamers. Shout out to all the gamers as well. And we also interview amazing authors like tonight's guest. And to all the listeners, we air Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But you are listening to us tonight on a special night and a special time, which is 5 o'clock. Yes, we're here tonight at a special time. So, and again, you can tune in at 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And I'm going to take a quick break, and we're going to get to our guest for tonight. All right, we have Gabe, and this is Under the Light.
This is your girl, Shantae Wayans. Make sure y'all tune in every day. Check out my girl, Miss Nikki Rich, and the Miss Nikki Rich Show. Follow her, Instagram, Facebook. This girl is amazing. You will.
Nikki Rich.
All right, you're listening to the hottest radio station on the planet. It's the Nikki Rich Show. We're getting it in tonight, and it's that time. I'm excited to welcome to the hottest radio station on the planet. And with no further ado, we got our special guest in the building. And we welcome tonight author Charnell Williams. How are you doing?
Hello. How you doing, Nikki?
I'm glad to talk with you, finally.
I'm so excited to be here. Oh, my God, I'm so excited.
Yes, we're excited to have you, and I do want to say thank you for joining us today.
No, thank you.
Most definitely. Well, I do want to tell everybody you are truly amazing. You not only is an author, you're a mother, grandmother, and an entrepreneur, a visionary as well. And
yes.
You're doing so much out there in the community, but we're excited to talk about it with you tonight. And, you know, I want to know personally, how did you get started into writing novels?
Well, I only wrote one book. I'm a first-time author. Could you hear me? Hello?
Oh,
okay. I'm a first-time author. And how I decided to write this book is my son. He passed away from leukemia at the age of 12. So I used to keep journals when he was in a hospital. So the nurse at the funeral, she said, I know it's not the time, but I think this is the time. And I think you should turn your journal into a story so everybody, you know, you can help others that's going through what you went through with your son.
That's
and that's, I just decided writing from there.
that is so inspirational.
I was like an author writing a book. And, you know, I never thought about doing that in like a million years. That was the farthest from my mind. And when she came to me and she told me that, she said, change your, you know, you wrote a journal, you got all that stuff scrabbled and scribbled on a piece of paper in a notebook, turn that into a book, and you can help others. So, and that's what I did. And my book is titled, What Do A Mother Do? The Shaquille Williams Story.
Yes. How did you manage just to, you know, going through that experience and being able to just put it all together?
That's what everybody asks me. I get that question all the time, and it's hard as a mother because you reliving everything all over again. You understand?
Uh-huh.
I relived the funeral. I relived when he took his last breath. You relive everything all over again, and then you got to stop and pause. You understand what I'm saying? You got to stop and you got to pause and you got to cry and you got to, I ain't going to write this book, but then God was like, He gave me the strength. Thank the Lord because He gave me the strength because I done stopped so many times. And I just broke down every time because you relive. You know, you think you're not over it, but you think you're taking steps at a time. You're getting past it. But then you come out and you're trying to write a book about it. That's the hardest thing a mother can do is burying their child. But then trying to write a book on top of that about you, what your child went through, that's hard. That's real hard.
It is. But you see how God works. So, you see how taking that, you know, your son, he passed, but you know how you think something is so sad and then you look at it like, oh, what can I do? And then look at how God just blooms it, you know. He just takes that and it's something greater coming out of it, you know, to help somebody else.
Yeah, and that's what the preacher told me. He was like, Chanel, son, everything's happened for a reason. Your son passed for a reason. I was like, what? I'm looking at the preacher like, what? He was like, no, on a serious tip, everything happens for a reason. Your son passed. And then I want to mention this. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. They named
New Jersey?
Huh? What'd
New
you
Jersey
say?
In the building?
Yes, New Jersey. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. And a couple of months after my son passed, my son passed December the 18th, 2005.
Okay.
May of 2006, the county executive named Branchbrook Park after my son, Shaquille Williams' playground, the kid park side.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that is amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. So that's another thing, you know, that drove me. I was like, I got to tell my story to the world. You know, I got to mention a park. I got to let people get a chance, like, to come through. A girl told me she came up. She lived somewhere. She came up. I think it was... I don't know, somewhere down south, probably was Raleigh, North Carolina, somewhere she came.
Okay.
And she said, I had to ride past that park, and I took a picture of it. And she showed me the picture. I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. She said, your story was so amazing. She came up to see her mother. And she said she had, she rolled past the park, because she remembered the park when I was posting it on Facebook. And she said she just had to take a picture with her and her son standing in front of it.
That is amazing. That is powerful right there.
Yeah, that is amazing. So every year we do an event at the park. You know, we feed the people. You know, we get donations. We get we're looking for sponsors now. And we have what's called the Shaquille Williams Community Event. We have every August. And we're working on that now. We have it at his playground. You know, we have entertainment, food. We're looking for vendors. You know, we just do it every year. And a lot of local people know us already, and they know that we out there, so they help sponsor it. They help, you know, donations and everything. But we have a nice time. I took pictures. You can find it on my Facebook page, on my website. You know, we have a nice time. This year we're trying to get the blood draw to come out.
Okay.
They came out like 2 years ago. But we're trying to get them to come out again. So if anybody going to be in the tri-state area, August the 17th, Ranchport Park, North New Jersey, that's the place to be.
Oh, yeah. That's the place to go. I'm telling you. And the thing about it is, you know, I'm just sitting here listening to you and listening to, you know, you talk and share. And when I think about it, you know, he left and he left with a legacy.
Right.
That's how we want to leave here, you know, and we want to leave, you know, it was time. It was time and God's time, you know, and everything is on his time of what we do. Even though it's hard and, you know, I cannot nowhere near imagine, but, you know, he has a purpose and a plan for all of us to, you know, we don't know how long we're going to be here.
Right, nobody knows.
You know, That's why I tell people you got to live your life to the fullest.
To the fullest. You got to live your life. You don't know what's promised in a couple of minutes.
No, you don't. And he's just making things happen, you know. And he just, you know, look at this story.
Let me tell you this. Like, at first, if any mother out there listening, they have a child that passed away, you ain't going to want to hear that. Everything goes, you know, God took them, God angels. You ain't going to hear nothing about God. Because me, for real, no lie, I fought God. I blamed him for taking my son away from him. I was mad for a long, long time. You understand what I'm saying? And then I started talking to the preachers, and I was like, why God taking my son? You understand what I'm saying? Why are you doing this to me? And I started talking to the preachers. I started talking to, like,
but
a lot of
God,
people.
Son. He's
his
only begotten son, too, you know?
Yeah, no, I didn't understand that at first. I went through, excuse me, hell. You don't understand. If you're a mother and your child passed away, you don't understand that at first. You don't want to hear that. You understand what I'm saying? I was like, God. Then the doctor telling me that my son ain't going to live, and I asked the doctor, was he God? I was like, is you God? How do you want to tell me my son only got a couple of hours to live? You understand what I'm saying? As a mother, you don't want to hear that. You don't want to hear that. And I'm blaming God. And then, you know, my husband told me, Chanel, you ain't never supposed to question God. Never.
Mm-mm. Never. Nope. Feel it? No, ma'am.
And that is true.
He's amazing, you know, and I can tell you, and you – to know him and know how he is, you got to have that connection.
But now I know. Now I have it. At that time, it was a whole different ball game. I didn't have it. Because I understand why do God take innocent people away. You understand what I'm saying? He was a child, a baby. But then it hit me when my son was in a hospital. I said, oh, I'm selfish because I see all these little kids. You understand what I'm saying? Like, got tubes in them, can't walk in a wheelchair, sick and worse off than my son. Need a transplant and stuff. And then I was like, how selfish can I be? How selfish can I be? And I was like, oh, my God. And then, you know, I just start believing in God, going back to church, you know, just, you know, listening and everything.
Listening,
so then, now I understand. At that time, I didn't understand. it had to grow on me. But now I understand why God took my son away from me, and everything happened for a reason. So I'm blessed.
And see what's going on now. I see that in the whole park. He's just left with a legacy. It's all I can. It's truly amazing.
It's just I've been blessed. You know, God took something out of my heart, but then I gained a lot. You understand what I'm saying?
Now
I got my book. I'm doing an anthology with three other authors on a book. You know, passed away. Or the other two authors, they some passed away too. So we got together and we write an anthology about that book. And it's coming soon. And I'm doing my own book. And that's coming soon too. But then I'm working on a lot of things. And then I was like, you know, I'm blessed. You know, I'm never going to forget about my son. He's going to always be right here walking with me. You understand what I'm saying? He's going to be right on the side of me. That's why I said for everybody to go, you know, check my book out. You know, go get my book. It's called What Do A Mother Do That Shaquille Williams Story. You can download it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any site online. You can download it. If you want paperback, you can get it in paperback too. Because that's a lot of people wrote me back and said that's a very inspirational book.
And not only with the passion, with him battling, you had to go through
cancer.
That as well, battling cancer.
Yeah, it was like all of us. He was going through the illness physically, but mentally all of us was going through it. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We all went through that battle. It's just that he went through it physically. And I just, and I prayed and was like, God, let him live, take me, let me go through this. But I guess he wanted my son, Shaquille. And he just took Shaquille. He died within 6 months. We found out he had it. He passed away. Within 6 months, we found out. That's what I want. Another thing I wanted to talk about, Nikki, like when I took my son to the doctor kept saying, ain't nothing wrong with him. Because my son was getting tall, but he was losing a lot of weight. And the doctor kept saying, ain't nothing wrong with him. He just had a physical. He just had a physical when he was back to school. I was like, there's something wrong with him. That's why I want to tell all mothers out there, don't take no for an answer. If the doctor say ain't nothing wrong with your son and you feel there's something in your gut, that something is going on with your child because your child ain't acting right and your child losing all his weight, make that doctor do something.
Mm-hmm.
Because the doctor wouldn't do nothing, Nikki. Wouldn't do nothing. He kept saying no. I was like, do this for me, please, just to ease my mind, because he's losing weight. Take blood, do something. And Nikki, he took the blood. 2 hours later, he called me at my house from his blood.
Wow.
Telling him he needed to go see a blood doctor. And that's when I found out he had leukemia. That's why I tell all mothers, don't take no foot, because that's what the doctors have said. He just had a blood work. He just had a physical. You understand what I'm saying? But you, as a mother, you feel something going on with your child, at your child. That doctor don't know your child. You understand what I'm saying? You know your child.
Exactly.
So I just wanted to tell all mothers that if you know something going on with your child, something ain't right, take them to the doctor and don't take no. Make that doctor do something. I don't care if your child just had blood work last week. Things change in a week.
It does.
Things change in a week. You got to make that doctor do something. Then he apologized to me so bad. He kept saying, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You know? Because he know I needed that blood work, and I needed to find out what was wrong with my child. And that's how I found out.
Mm-hmm. Now, with you writing this novel, what message are you trying to get across that you was getting across when sharing to the readers? What can we look for when you're sharing your novel about the Shaquille Williams story? What can we get out of that? What's your message?
First of all, the message is, like I just told you about, if you have a gut feeling about your child being ill, run and take him to the doctor and make his doctor do something. I don't care if the doctor keeps saying no. Make him run some blood work. Check his blood pressure. Do something. You understand what I'm saying? You make that doctor do something. And the other thing I just want to know, I know a lot of mothers out there going through got kids with cancer and going, you know, their kids in a hospital. It's going to make me cry. I just want them to know that they're not alone. You understand what I'm saying? They read my story, they get the inspiration of my story and let them know that they're not, it's not just them. Like, when my son was going mm-hmm. through it, I thought it was just me and my son. My son was sick, the only one in the world going through this. You understand what I'm saying? You think you're alone, but then you realize as time go by that you're not alone. And then you're going to realize that it was hard for me at first, but time do heal. It takes time. Everybody grieving their own little way. It takes time. And my book is out to just let you know that you're not alone. You know, do something. You know, if you found out those deal. And you just want, it's just a real inspirational book. It's a sad book. This girl told me one part had her laughing. She said, Shauna, I laughed at the part when you told the guy that he wasn't God, you know? She said, I just thought, mm-hmm. of, you know, it's funny moments, it's sad money, but you can get a lot out of it. You just read, you just know what, like, if you don't know nobody who ever had cancer, what do cancer patients really go through? Because I put down how uh-huh. my son went through, the throwing up, the losing his hair. I put all that in the book. So,
wow.
you know, you get an idea of what do a cancer patient, like, really go through. And then it'll help you because then you'll realize that you're not alone. There's somebody out there in the world going through the same thing or done went through what you done been through already. And I'm just trying to get that message across.
That is real. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so honored just to have you on the show tonight. And shout out to our other fellow authors I see that's tuned in. Deborah Monroe, she's listening in right now and just shouts you out on Twitter. So much love to her. She's an author as well. So y'all can follow her at DebbieDeb_. And it's truly amazing because I tell you, you're strong and you're pushing
mm-hmm.
through it. You know,
yeah.
And I know just from listening to your story, there are others that's out there that's had
mm-hmm.
similar experience and they can, you know, agree and understand what you went through by
mm-hmm.
listening to your novel. And that's the thing, you know, what do a mother do? The Shaquilla
mm-hmm.
Williams story. So everybody out there, you know, you can purchase the novel and check it out because I know somebody can relate. Or if not that situation, you know, it's also an inspiration to let
yeah.
you know, too, that, you know, life is short.
Yes.
We ain't going to be here forever.
That's right. And I'm telling y'all,
if
you got kids now, give them a hug and give them a kiss. If you have kids out there, I told this lady, you know, this lady told me she read my book, and she holds no lie. She said she read my book, and it was 1 o'clock in the morning. She went in there and hugged her 2 kids and kissed them on the cheek while they were asleep. And I was like, wow. She said, your book made me. And she said she usually don't get up no 1 o'clock and hug her kids and give them a kiss on the cheek. But she said, soon as she finished reading my book, she went right to their room and hugged them and gave them a kiss. And that's what you got to do, you know? Yeah,
yes.
That's what you got to do. Life is short. You got to hug them and kiss
it
them. And tell your kids you love them. Because some parents don't tell their child that, you know, I love you, or give me a kiss, have a nice day, or, you know, just sit and talk to them. You know, I talk to a lot of kids, and a lot of parents don't do that. So I just want to just let the parents know, you got to give your child that hug. You got to get that, you know, give him that kiss. You know, tell him you love him when he got to go, or she about to go out to go to school, because I miss that. You know, I hear these kids going to school on a bus out here, and I think about my son every day when I hear them waiting for the school bus out there playing and stuff. I'm thinking that could have been my son. That can be my son out there, you know? So you just got to, you know, do what you got to do while your kids, you know, you with your kids now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I tell you, you know, we're honored to have you on, and we also know that ain't the only thing you do is write novels, but you also have your own Blog Talk Radio show.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Tell
yes, I
everybody
do.
About it, because we got some authors tuned in, and,
okay,
you know, it's
okay.
all about networking.
Yes. Thank you for bringing it up. Thank you. But because I wasn't even going to mention it because I was on your show and I ain't wanted to mention my show.
Oh,
but
honey, it's all about you tonight.
Okay.
This is your day, honey.
Okay, okay. Well, I have a blog talk show on www.blogtalkradio.com/authorshawnell. And I started this for the authors. Yes, for the authors. I just, because I talk to a lot of authors, you know, especially first-time authors. You know, they don't know how to network. They want to get their book out there. They want to promote their book. So I started this radio show for the authors can come in and tell their stories, promote their book, promote their upcoming book signing, whatever they got going on as far as their books. And I like doing it, you know, and authors, if you want to be on my, I'm booked to September, but September I'm going to have in poetry. I want just all poetry to come on in September. So I'm booked. Unless you're a poet, you can come on my show. You can inbox me on facebook.com/SharnellW, and I'm looking for poets for the month of September. And then after that, if you're a regular author doing novels, nonfiction, fiction, whatever, you know, September, October, I can book you in. But I just want, I'm doing it for the authors, for real. I'm really doing it for the authors. I like sharing these stories. Some authors make you cry. But some stories is true. You know, they done went through and they done told their life story, you know, and it's hard to believe. And I like doing my show. I love doing it, Nikki. I really love doing my show.
Yes, and you have a huge fan base as well, I tell you. And you got a lot of supporters, too, because, and I'm going to tune into your show tonight, too. You got a show, a special show tonight, by the way.
Oh, yeah, I got the author that's working with me on my anthology going to be on this show. Her name is Author Nicole Martin, and she's going to be giving away one of her novels called Poison. So you're going to have to call in. You're going to be the fifth caller. Whoever the fifth caller on my show tonight will receive the her novel called Poison. And that's another thing. I like the authors to come on the show and, you know, I just really started this like 2 months now. Give away a book to a caller. You understand what I'm saying? Just give away a book to a caller and everything will be okay. That's all you got to do is give away a book to a caller. And you can be on my show.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And shout out to author Nicole Martin.
We're gonna She listening now.
Yes. Much love to her. And we're gonna be listening in too, showing you support as well.
Thank you, Nikki.
Just so grateful. You know, it's a blessing, and we're gonna continue to also promote and you know, share your movement because that's what we're here for. We're here to work together and, you know, we have our shows, but everything is different. We have different platforms, you know, but we can all still come together and do what we love. It's no hindrance and support one another.
That's the main word. That's the main key, support.
That's the main key
is support one another.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That is so true. And I tell you, you know, I'm proud of you and I support you and I'm just so grateful.
I
feel today has been, I don't know what it is, it was raining today, but you know, it's like the spirit has been all on me because I kid you not, because it's just like you know how you have an exciting feeling or you just happy, it's like everything is just going away. You know, it's like, you know how you, like a storm, but it's over, and you know it's over.
Mm-hmm. And glad you said that, Nikki. You know what? Because that's what the title of my book was going to be, The Storm is Over.
Yeah, it's over.
But I didn't do that title. Yeah, I didn't make that title. But, yeah, it's just, you know, I'm just happy to be on your show. I'm just, oh, my God, I'm so happy.
I am, too. I'm excited just to have you. And like I said, it's an honor and a pleasure because you have really been out there, you know, just doing what you do, helping, inspiring, motivating, and as well as, you know, just building. And you've been building across the globe, not just in one area. It's everywhere. And that's what we got to, you know, focus on. Like a lot of people, we get bogged down into, oh, I'm only in this area. People say that to me, honey, like some might say, well, you know, like do your promotions and do such and do this work or that work. I said, we're everywhere. We don't have.
I know that's right.
you know, where we at? Because when you put those limits, you only gonna be on. It's like a little cap. You know, you're only going to be there. Who says you can't be global? Who says you can't be here or there? Because, you know, what God gives us, he gives us gifts, he gives us everything, and it's real. It's real. Like, we're
right,
doing
you're right.
shows, and look at me. I'm able to go to Hollywood, you know.
Wow.
I made myself from Hollywood.
I've seen your pictures. I've seen your pictures. Wow. That's why I said never think the impossible. Never think the impossible.
God, he makes it happen. And I tell you, I just be so excited every day because, you know, first of all, he gives us life anyway. You know,
right.
you wake up, you're like, thank you, God.
Right.
You made it. But
yes.
it's like he gives you a gift. Like, give us a gift
mm-hmm.
of life. But it seems like with me, I always tell people I'm God's favorite because he always gives me stuff.
You must get a lot of blessings talking about you God's favorite.
Yeah, I said I'm God's favorite because I was like, I don't know about y'all, but I'm one of his favorites because I can tell you what.
Uh-huh.
He gives
yeah,
me
I know
too
that's
much.
Right. Uh-huh. I know that's right.
You know, and it's so true. And I tell people, and this is because that's when you really know yourself and you find yourself. Because prior to this show and what I created, you know, what God created and used me to
mm-hmm.
do, you know, prior to that, it was like I was lost. Like, what am I,
wow.
you know, what, you know, before I was teaching and working every day. And you know how you get in these daily routines.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, when I got stronger in the Word and got closer to him, it's like your whole life changed. Your vision is different. You don't see things like you don't see the world or you don't see the things out there in the world the same. It's totally
mm-hmm.
different. So you're going to, when you walk in that walk, you're going to walk in a different light. You're going to connect with different people.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely right. Wow.
Yeah, and so, you know, you know how I am, and that's why my friends, they be looking on my Facebook and they be doing that. They be like, oh, I see you doing this. One of my guys right now, he just hit me up on Twitter. He's Celebrity Barber for with Team Exotic and with Curtis Smith. Y'all know Curtis Smith is
uh-huh.
P. Diddy's barber. So, you know, he's one of with them, and he just said, I see you, superstar. So I get those superstars and all this all day long, but, you know, it's God's superstar because he's the one that, you know, God's
created it. Mm-hmm.
All that I do. And the people, like my guests, like some people say, well, who all come on your show and how do you get on and different things? But really how the people come on, it's like the right people come on. I never had this, like, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's like the right ones. It's like the ones that's supposed to come. No matter if it's like a day later or if something happens, it's always like the right ones that's supposed to come on, you know, so I can't explain it.
Uh-huh.
It's just like that.
Yeah. And then you have a lot of fun doing your show.
Yes, it is fun. And I'm going to tell you, every day is different. It can be...
Yeah.
It can be crazy one day. It can be, you know, I don't know. It just depends on the guest. Like I tell people,
we have, like I tell our
guests, we welcome everybody. And when I mean everybody, we have the streets, from the people from the street to the elite,
mm-hmm.
and the highest elite.
Oh,
so,
wow.
You know, we welcome everybody, you know, and it's not limited to. But I'm going to tell you what, the difference is that these people that come on the show are like-minded individuals. That's the difference.
Mm.
We welcome everybody, but it's all like-minded individuals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But we got some callers. I know we got to hurry up because you got to show, but I'm going to go to, we're going to go to 757 in the building, and we're going to go to 757 in just a second. But I do want to quickly just want you to tell everybody where they can check you out, your novels, where they can purchase and everything like that.
Okay. I'm gonna start off with my website. My website is called WhatDoAMotherDo.com, and again, it's called WhatDoAMotherDo.com. You can go to my website. You can purchase my book on my website. You can, matter of fact, when you go to my website, you can fill out the guest book. I would like to know who's been on my website. So go to the guest book and, you know, fill out the information. I just want to thank everybody for going to my website. And plus, you can find me on Facebook. That's Facebook.com, Charnell W. Again, Facebook.com, Charnell W. And Twitter. My Twitter is at Arthur Charnell. Twitter is at Arthur Charnell. And then, you know, my blog radio show is blogtalkradio.com/Arthur Charnell. And you can find my book. You can download my book. It's digital. You can buy a paperback. You know, it's online. It's only online. It's not in the bookstores. It's only online, and it's on my website.
Okay.
So please go out there and support Charnell Williams.
Now, do we expect any tours coming up as well?
No, we don't have nothing because I'm working, like I told you, I'm working with the other anthology. The only book sign I have coming up is going to be at my event for my son Memorial. I'm going to have books out there, and I'm going to you can purchase my book there, and I'm going to sign it and everything and give you a gift set, and you just go on your business. But like I told you, like if you're going to be in the Newark area, Newark Branchville Park, August the 17th, it's the place to be.
We need to try to make that, the Nikki Rich Show. We need to try to make that. Hopefully,
yeah, Nikki, you need to come on and make that. You need to come make that.
Yeah, that would be awesome because that would be amazing. And you said August the 17th.
August the 17th from 11 a.m.
Okay.
to 6 p.m.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to try to.
You can Google it, too. Mm-hmm. Branchville Park, and it's called the Shaquille Williams Playground. It's on the 280 West Side. If you're familiar with Newark, it's on the 280 West Side.
I hear the accent, too.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No, I hear your accent. You can tell you're from down south. I'm from Jersey. I'm from Jersey, but you can tell you're from
Newark.
The south, huh? Everybody
yes.
say I got that. People think I'm from the South. Now, I live in Pennsylvania now. I'm in the Poconos. So people up here, they be like, where you from? You from Georgia? You from South Carolina? I said, no, I'm from Jersey.
You say, I'm from Jersey.
North New Jersey.
North New Jersey, yeah, because I hear it coming out. I hear that accent.
My hometown.
Yes. Newark, New Jersey. Everybody. And then we got a lot of people listening in. Shout out to New Jersey in the building. I see we got D.C. I see we have V.A. We're going to go to the phone lines in just a second. And to all the Blog Talk listeners and everybody listening in, we not only are heard on Blog Talk Radio, I'm also featured on College Underground Radio. So if anybody out there, you can log on to College Underground Radio and check us out as well. If you go there, you will see the Nikki Rich Show episodes. And this episode is also on iTunes. You can download our podcast on iTunes. And it doesn't cost a thing. It's free. It doesn't cost a thing. You can listen to it anytime. And again, Miss Charnell Williams, she has her own show, so anybody out there that wants to connect and even listen to the past shows, because people go back and they listen.
Yeah, listen to
the one 2 years ago. You can go all the way back, but you know, you can go back and listen to your very first show, you know. So
oh, that was nerve. That was nerve-wracking.
I'm going to tell you, and once you get over that first show, I tell you, it's like smooth sailing. Then you start to see yourself grow, you know.
Yeah,
like,
you're right.
Like, I've done so much. I done changed the show so much. You start to see everything change, and that's the good thing about it. But you can take it and use it the way you want to do it. It's yours. It's your baby, you know, not nobody else. And nobody can't take that away.
And it could be just, you could have the radio station just be the Shaquille Williams radio station, you know?
Uh-huh.
You could just have that. But because
right.
It's yours, you know, and that's how it is sometimes. And we just make it happen. And shout out to all the listeners. I'm telling you, right now, I'm trying to get to the phone lines, but it's so many people that tuned in. Y'all messed me up. I can't get it. They got it on lockdown, right? You know, I'm trying to click on, but it's so many people. You know, the board just keeps going up and down. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow.
It's crazy, but shout out to all the listeners that tuned in. I'm over here trying to get the listeners, the callers, and then trying to tweet. It's so much going on right now. So
yeah, you try to do a lot. I do that too.
Got the board.
Facebook.
Y'all got the board jacked up.
Wow.
So many people listening in. And I'm going to tell you, if you also want to tune in, you can listen to our past show on NikkiRichShow.com. You can go there to our official website where we have Miss Author Charnell featured, and we also have all her links up as well where you can go check that out as well, and you can learn more. And we want to also give you a copy of the show, and hopefully you can share it with your listeners too. And we want everybody to come out there to your show tonight and tune in. It's right after this one because I know they have really been pumping that one up too.
6:30 p.m. Eastern time.
5:40. But it's crazy. I tell you, I finally got it. So we're gonna try this right here. Everybody
okay.
Got the lines crazy. Okay, 757-705. You on the air? Tell us your name. Where you calling from?
This is Dacia. I'm calling from Virginia.
Dacia.
Hello, Dacia.
Hey, Charnell.
Hello. How you doing?
Hey, Nikki.
Hey. Welcome. This is Dacia too.
I have to call and support my girl. I know I don't always get to listen to her show, but. You know, when she's being interviewed, I try to make sure I support and let her know that we got love for her.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
That is so awesome.
Thank you.
And I love it.
I love it, too. I love it.
And
Thank you.
We had a blast with Dafia, too. She was our past guest, too, last night. So y'all got to check that out as well. Man,
I checked it out earlier. Yeah.
Oh, it was hype. It was crazy. I tell you, we had some. We had a lot of listeners and callers too then. But so I don't know if y'all know this, but we right now we're over 320,000 listeners. We trying to make
all
that
right.
million right now.
Wow!
All right.
Congratulations, Nikki.
Yes.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're
so I don't want to take up. All the call time, I just wanted to, you know, let Charnell know that we were listening in and we got
Thank
love for you,
you
baby, and my heavy
Thank
voice.
You. And
right.
Don't forget to check out my show tonight, 6:30.
Okay, I got you.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Shout out to Zafia, a.k.a. Gemini Phoenix. Y'all support her movement as well. I love it when authors can come together and network and
I love that. I love it. That's a good feeling, for real. That's a good feeling. For real.
Yes, it is. Now, what else can we expect from you coming up? Any word or would you like to share any words of inspiration or any feedback from your journey that you have went through so far?
Wow. All I can say it was a blessing. It's a blessing, and I hope to get many more. That's all I can say. Mm-hmm. And like I just told you, my book signing is going to be at my event, August the 17th in Branchburg Park. I'm going to be signing signed copy of my book. So y'all come out and, you know, give me a holler. You know, say, hey, Charnell. You know, just come out and, you know, if you're in the tri-state area. Yeah, come out.
Come out and support. Get a hot dog.
That's right. Come out. Do eat free, you know. Come out. And we really is looking for sponsors, though, Nikki. Sponsors and donations.
Oh, yeah.
But we can donate. We do it ourselves, but we would love to have donations because we just coming out of our pocket every year. And you know what, Nikki?
Exactly.
Let me just tell you this because I was so upset today. My own, the lady who
we can't be upset today.
Yeah, but let me tell you what happened. You could tell when the devil's trying to hold you back. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Because the lady that we rent the tables from every year, you know, we ask for sponsors and donations. So she told my husband today on the phone, why y'all keep having this every year and y'all struggle? Ain't there something to say? Won't y'all just stop having it? Now, how's she going to tell me to stop having my son event? You understand what I'm saying? Because we struggle. We're struggling, but God make a way for us.
We're going to keep it going. We're going to go. We're going to take it to the top. We're going to make it
Yeah, she's going to tell us to stop having an event because we go through this the same thing every year. I said, we're going through this every year, but every year it get better and we have more people each year come out and support us. And I told my husband, I don't even want to go get the tables from her. And
the kids. You better go get them tables, girl. Hey, that will probably, I'll be there with bells on. You better get them tables. Thank you for the
tables.
Uh-huh.
But it ain't like she donated. We're paying for the tables out of our pocket. I ain't even going to tell you who the company because I ain't going to advertise her. But we're paying for the tables out of our pocket. But she see that how we, like, pay. She be like, won't you just, you know, don't do it this year. Why do you keep doing it every year and y'all keep struggling to do it? Because that's my son.
Well,
that's why.
Well, guess what?
We honoring
that's
my
what you got to do.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy. It ain't gonna be
That's what
easy.
I told my
you
husband. How did the double just pop up like that? You know? How did the double just pop up like that? That was
but
crazy.
You know what? We can't even give him no credit. You can't even give him credit.
Yeah. Because we're going to keep on moving. We're going to keep on moving. You know, she can say her little words that don't have it. I don't understand why she said it, but she said it. And we just going to.
Oh,
I wanted to call her back and tell
like
her
that,
about herself.
That motivates me. I don't have to say a word. When people say, you can't do this or you don't do this or whatever, honey, that's motivation right there.
Right, you're right. That's what my husband said. Keep it going. Don't worry about what people
spark.
Say because people going to say, people going to talk down, people going to say this, but, you know, that's in one ear and out the other.
Yes, and you just got to keep going and keep pressing, and that's the part where it gets hard. It's not easy. Like, a lot of people, they might see what you do, and they think, oh, she's doing good, and she's okay.
Yeah.
And, you know, those are the things that you have to deal with. Even, you know, coming together to create an event is hard enough. But
it's hard.
Those are just the things that you have to deal with that can pile on, you know, it all can pile up to one big thing. Just take nerves, you know, but you just got to keep pressing in it, and it's not going to be easy, and it's not going to be given to you, you know. People, they will say we support you, but, you know, do you really support me? And it's not going to be given. You got to keep pressing on, and you know, you always investing in yourself, and you're going to get something in return, you know.
Yeah.
We put out there, and when it's in regards to us, I don't even complain, you know. When I got to do something for me, I just got to do it. You got to tough, you know.
You got to do it.
And that's for your son, you know. You can't stop me from doing something for my child that's gone and keeping his legacy going. You got to keep it going, you know, especially him dying of leukemia at the age of 12, you got to keep that going.
I told my husband, if I got to save all my paychecks, we're going to have this event this year. If it got to really come out, we're going to have this event. Ain't nothing stopping this. God, let me see it, August the 17th. We're going to have this event.
Yes. You're going to have it, and it's going to be, you know, prosperous, and you don't know what's going to happen between now and then. And all we can pray for right now is increase. That's all we can do.
Yeah, you're right.
Because he's gonna make it happen, and he made it happen every year.
It's that
right time. It's that time, and if it's something that you want to do in life, it's gonna happen.
You're right.
And
just
nobody
going
gonna
forward.
Stop you. So you gotta just keep focused, keep your eye on the prize, and what is in store, because not only will he have a park, you don't know, he might have a gym one day. You just got to keep it going.
Yeah, you're right. Just keep it going.
You know?
Mm-hmm. You're right about that. You're right.
Yeah, because when I went to Hollywood, you're not going to hold you because I know you got your show, but when I went to Hollywood, I was amazed because I was on the tour, the Hollywood tour, because we was doing the reality show, and when I went out there, guess where we stopped by? Michael Jackson School. It was this actual school, yeah, and it was pretty cool, and they had named the auditorium after Michael Jackson.
Wow.
You know, I got photos of that, and it was his very first school from where they came back from. I forgot where they said they lived prior, but it was the school that he went to, his elementary school, and where they had moved from.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So
that was nice.
That was amazing, you know, and you just never know.
Yeah, you never
you really
know.
You
just got to keep going and don't let I call it the negativity people.
Exactly.
Don't let them near your camp. That's all I can say.
No.
Keep them away from you.
Exactly, because God, he's in control, you know, and people who talk down, you know, they're not happy.
You're so right.
But like I said, that will only motivate me. I'll be like, okay, thank you. Just keep the things and let's keep it going.
Wow.
That's what I would do. But I'm just so excited to have you here tonight, and
I
welcome you back anytime. We don't want to make it just a one-time thing. We're going to welcome you back anytime and tell your listeners to check us out as well, and we're here, and we're going to continue to support your movement, and hopefully, you know, everybody can just grow from here.
Right. I want to just thank you for having me on the show. I'm excited. I just wanted to thank you just really for having me, giving me the opportunity to speak out, you know?
Oh, yes. Well, it's all about you tonight.
You are
our special guest.
Thank you. And thank all the listeners for listening. Call it in, you know?
Yes, it's so many. Shout out to y'all. Y'all got my support going crazy.
Thank you.
Like, you know how Blog Talk is. When you get over a certain amount of callers, it's like,
Well,
listeners, you know, start going up and down. But shout out to everybody that's tuned in. We're truly blessed. And we always end, Ms. Chanel, I always say author. I don't know, I always say author Chanel. But Ms. Chanel, we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end by saying God bless.
Thank you. And enjoy the rest of your show, Nikki.
You too, and I'm going to check you out. So text me or DM me your number so we come to check you out.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you for having me, and thank all the callers for listening in.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. You were just listening to author Chanel Williams, and you got to go support her movement. Check her out. She's been doing some amazing things, and we're so excited, and you got to check out her novel. You know, and I tell everybody, you can also learn about the story. You can just Google her, but definitely check out What Do a Mother Do, and it's written by Chanel Williams, you know, the Shaquille Williams story. So you got to support the movement. Add on Facebook, Twitter, all the social networking sites that she listed before. And you know, we just thank all the listeners for tuning in. We are going to be playing on our second half of the show independent artist music that is in rotation. But right now we're going to take a quick break. And anybody want to call in, you can at 323-580-5749 and press that 1. Here we go, RL, and this is Pain.
Drinking for this one. Yo, Rio, let me just
All right, you're rocking with the hottest radio station on the planet, the Nikki Rich Show. And I'm telling you, we got the lines going crazy. We just recently talked with author Chanel Williams. So everybody out there that listened in, you can check her out, support her movement. We spoke with her about her son and the passing and where we are today here. And the movement and everything she got going on. So be on the lookout and support her movement. And I tell you guys, you can check out the Nikki Rich Show daily. We're on Monday through Friday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. But tonight we're here at a special time and a special day, and we're playing the best of our independent artist music as well. In just a few moments, we're going to do that. But, you know, I like to always take it back. And we had a chance to have High Five on the show. So I definitely want to play High Five. And this is, I like the way, and this is Kissing Game with High Five.
Baby, hardest one, like with you. Can we get it on? Can we get it on all night long, girl? All I want is a one.
Level, you know, you got to do that sometimes, and you got to plan early and
and continue to move forward, And also to everybody out there, the Nikki Rich Show will be live in New York City next week. We're going to interview Gunplay and Torch. I'm looking forward to that, and we're going to interview them live. And you got to definitely stay tuned and keep locked to the Nikki Rich Show, because we're going to have it on Ustream. We're going to be everywhere. And I tell you, you don't want to not follow this movement here. We got some big things going on, and you definitely want to be a part of it as well. Now, if you are a person out there that's just starting out, and I know we have a lot of people that's just starting out there, and you want to call a place home, and you want to just be heard, you know, for the first time, and make sure everything is in order and together, we welcome you here. We welcome you. And the Nikki Rich Show, we're just your source for the exclusive interviews with celebrities, entrepreneurs, authors, athletes, as well as independent artists. And that's the key, because we got some grinders out here. We got some major independent artists that's working, and they're really serious. And we're here, and we want to support you guys, and we're going to keep it going with this platform. But tonight, we're just so thankful that all the amazing people that have tuned in, boy, I cannot tell you, it's truly a blessing, because so many people are hitting me up right now. And they let me know that they're listening in. And like I said, it's a blessing. And we're going to continue to do our best to get the word out about the Nikki Rich Show and spread positivity, because we are a positive network that just welcomes everyone. And like I said, like-minded individuals who are out there just making things happen and working in the community and just having that voice. So we're pumped up. Now, to all the listeners that don't know, we have really been a lot of places within the past few months, I would say, from February on up until now. I recently got back from Los Angeles, California, in Hollywood, where we were also filming and shooting a reality show with Primetime Hollywood. And I tell you, it's been an amazing ride, and we're going to continue to, you know, build and grow with other networks, other businesses, and it's just been a blessing. We also, you know, we're going backwards. We also went to Las Vegas prior to L.A. We was in Las Vegas for the our national broadcasting convention. And there, where what took place is we got a chance to meet with a lot of broadcasters, a lot of producers, people in production, and just so much more. And check out the new equipment, and, you know, it was amazing just to connect with some great individuals out there in Las Vegas. And we also did our show live, the Nikki Rich Show Live, and we made it happen at the Arnett Studio, and that is the Grammy Recording Arnett, as well as they are also, you know, they're recording producers, and they're also artists themselves. So we got a chance to have that there. And what I tell you, we did it live. So you can go to our Ustream and check it out there at ustream.tv/channel/ The Nikki Rich Show. And so you can go there again, ustream.tv/channel/ Nikki Rich Show, and you can check out the exclusive interviews and
everything we had going on. And prior to Las Vegas, we ended up going to San Antonio, Texas, Austin, Texas, before the South by Southwest. And there, I tell you, it was amazing. The first time ever that the Nikki Rich Show went out there, and we was able to just meet, network, and deal with so many talented, independent artists, just amazing people that's also in the industry. So it was crazy. And while we was out there, we did several different interviews. We got a chance to work with artists, and we also got a chance to cover the MTVU Music Awards, and it was crazy. It was the Witty Awards. So if you heard of the MTVU Witty Awards, it was crazy out there. We had a blast. Shout out to MTV for inviting us to come to cover that show. It was great. And we got all our footage up, and we got everything up on NikkiRichShow.com. You can go check it out. It was just truly amazing. And I highly recommend you go check it out. And then prior to that, we were able to attend the Grammys, where we sat down, and we also had a pre-Grammy party, and that was amazing. We had so many artists to come out. The Heat came out. We had our co-host. He was with us, Gianni CJ. We also had J.O., another radio host that was there, supporting the movement. It was crazy. It was so crazy. It's just been an amazing ride, I say, in 2013 for the Nikki Rich Show. And we're going to keep it going. We're going to keep it moving. And you're going to see so much more, man, the second half of this year. And I tell you, man, the ride is amazing so far. And we're going to keep it pushing, and with your support, with your help, it's going to be what it's supposed to be. And our vision is unfolding as we speak. I'm just so blessed. And like I was telling, some of my colleagues today and everybody, I was like, man, today it's just been amazing. It's been truly amazing just to be here and to do what we love. It's great. But enough of me. I've been doing a lot of talking, but I do want to break it down to you guys and let you know what was going on with the Nikki Rich Show. Well, right now we're going to go to some independent artist music that we do have in rotation. Right now we got Dead Fresh Shorty. This is Through the Roof.
Okay. I'm with my crew.
Yeah.
It's tempo in this thing, and we about to get loose.
Yeah.
We call them for some rock. We don't fuck with Grey Goose.
No.
Not gonna shake it, shout it, cause it's money through the roof.
You know.
She do it for her city, and my is in these suits.
Yeah.
Her hands up in the air like she shotgun in a coupe.
Okay.
Top down, two chain, blasting through the roof.
Uh-huh.
And shout it, say I'm managed, and she right about it too. See, I ain't about them words, cause that actually speak the truth. I'm 10,100, babe, that's why I seem so rude.
Yeah.
I do it for the stroke, my case up like the zoo.
Wow.
I do it for the money, got my hands on through.
I do it for my hood, I just rep them all.
Yeah.
Rep them all.
Okay.
Rep them all.
Yeah.
I do it for my city, I take it all.
Just my grind to the earn. I can deal with ups and downs, and that's just a life lesson learned. We all take the wrong turn. I throw on so much and let that mountain burn. Gotta keep my tone firm, can't play with these germs. I see the money, shawty, that's all that I earn. And I'm on some boats, it's we all can concur. Who said that I'm not? You got some nigga for a nerve. I'm killing. I do it for my hood, I just rep them all. Rep them all, rep them all. I do it for my city, I take it all. Take it all, take it all. You feel me, put your hand through the roof. If you won't stop, even when the show stops, you will never lose. If you feel me, put your hand through the roof. When the clock stops, up with some bomb squad. Blowing up is what we do. Put your hand through the roof. Pray that blast beat the case, Marcy on Rocky. But until then, we gon' get that check and sip on sake. I'm playing overseas and yes, ballin' in my house. 600 on the belt and shawty asking why I'm cocky. She think I'm crazy too, I'm screaming, oh, everybody. I'm on my second seven, shawty, we just getting started. You ask anyone, they know who parted the hardest. I turn it up, business if I'm the fire starter. I'm doing you never seen Harlem Globe.
I do it for my hood, I just rep them all. Rep them all, rep them all. I do it for my city, I take it all. Take it all, take it all. If you feel me, put your hand through the roof. If you won't stop, even when the show stops, you will never lose. If you feel me, put your hand through the roof. When the clock stops, move up for the bomb squad. Blowing up is what we do.
Hey Trap, check this out, it's gonna be awesome. Wow. Freedom Records, 2012 till infinity. We going in. Way too dangerous. Let's go. Wow.
rockin' with the hottest car on the block. Don't love me cause you hear this nigga spittin' it hot. You should love me for the time I spent up in your spot. I've been with you through the good and the bad, I'm still here. And all I wanna know is what you feel real here. Like is it just the front, you really don't care. But loving when you dip me in the mother chick's head. Like if I had a banged out whip, now would you ride? Now would you still love me if I had a little job and made a little money just enough to get me by? Or would you play games like seeing every other guy? Now don't front for me, just let a nigga know. Is it the love, the fame, or you see I got dough? So just be real, tell me what you want. We both grown, ain't no need to front, just talk to me.
If I had nothing but love for you, baby,
would you still vibe with a nigga like me? What I got her, she want everything, like from the Gucci to the Prada, Chanel to LV, she won't get it from me. I never spoil a chick, you gotta earn yours, unless you my baby moms and then it's open doors. I'd rather chill with you than chill with my boys, but when we together, it's money that you ask for. Now why everything just gotta be about dough? You tryna juice a nigga like Hush, don't know. Now I would be wrong if I only wanted to hit, then called you a bitch, told niggas you a trick. Respect me, respect mine, and don't abuse. You wanna be a player, gotta watch who you choose. Cause some niggas play this.
Bye.
All right, you're listening to JL Music, Time and Time Again. Right before that, you were listening to Hunch, Would You, featuring D-Dub. Right now, we're going to get into some more hot new music. We got the one and only Marathon League, Buckets Full of Beckett.
In my pocket, he might stare up a ruckus. Bands, no instruments, buckets, no auto. Money, he never fold. Pockets forever swole. Ooh, bucket full of duckets. Ooh, some gon' be lucky. Me and my team like money to the ceiling. If you ain't getting money, get that out the building. Money. Dummy.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back to broke.
I got a bucket full of duckets, and I ain't going back. No, 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 no. I got money, count money, 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 got money.
I'm a loop hello to my little friend. I'm a bitch, little bug. I'm a brick, little bug. I'll bang bitches, you leak, little bug. And when I finish, I'm a on a peak, little bug. And you won't do shit, you a weak, little bug. I don't got no talk, I delete, little bug. Download that top and it'll pick, little bug. I make it rain all year round. And I put like I'm working for the pound. It's about to go down. And I brought along my bucket, cause my pocket just won't fit all of these duckets. And yeah, I love bands, 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 bands.
Bad news.
Hey.
Young Smash. What's the hit?
Young
home.
Smash in
turn
the building.
Turn the boy welcome to the camp, man. Hey, Smash.
Being need in the building.
Talk to these donors.
You can tell them they ain't whole way. I got a super there, plug by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8. You can tell them they ain't whole way.
Street, got them dirt sheet numbers. My name, oh
my name. You can tell that my name, oh wait.
Hey,
you can tell that my name, oh wait.
Yeah. Look at my neck. Look at my wrist. I see why they be hating, cause I stay up on my shit. My name, whole weight, in these streets, I take a straight. Face card good with the plug, so I'm straight. B&E and UPT, it's a move. When me and Smash out, we went too bad, bad, cool. Stash house full of work, running out of space. I'm in and out of rental cars, trying to dodge a cake. Rick going for the 26 flat. Some goose, and when a nigga step out, I swear to God, it's like a movie. Dirt sheet numbers on the loud, some straight. And I'ma hold that six down till they free my uncle play.
I got a super there, plumb by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8. You can tell that my name whole way. Hey, you can tell that my name whole way. Bad news.
When it's dry in my city, my plug keep me straight. Got them dirt sheet numbers. My name whole way.
All my niggas getting cake. Real niggas, put your hands in the air. If you know your name, hold weight. I can't see myself going broke. I got a plug that'll drop me with the weight. But I really can't take no more. Cause the stage, I'm running out of space. No smash, I'm a real street. I run through a pack in a couple days. I got 10 racks put to the side.
Just in case I ever catch a case, you can tell that my name whole weight. Whole thing going for the eight. $40 get you an eight. See that my stupid plug in the A. Okay. Our whole weight literally got 5 pounds put up for the drought. I'ma smash the street, young smash the kid. And yeah, we're being me. Smashing through the city, all the real goons with me.
I got some of that plug by the water. Whole thing going for the eight. Dirt sheet number on the loud. 44-8. You can tell that my name whole weight. Hey, you can tell that my name whole weight. Bad news.
When it's dry in my city, my plug keep me straight. Got them dirt. My name, oh wait.
You can tell that my name, oh wait. Hey, you can tell that my name, oh wait. Bad news. You're smashing the building. Being need in the building. You can tell that my name, oh wait.
All right, you're listening to Bad News, oh wait, that was that new news, bad news. Right now we're going to go to Big Ken.
Ah, from the UK to the US. Ruckus. Dave Barnes. YT. Okay. Armored production.
Y'all thought I was f***ing playing?
Let me go.
And yo, these motherfuckers out they mind. Me and Shane really run this. I invest the break, cause I make that flip. I earn the dough that you cannot get. I f*** the bros that you cannot stick. Your bragging rights ain't quite like this. I bring the pain like Methodist. This exorcist, no pessimist. Oh yeah, I'm back, better than ever. Clever, whatever. Whether or not, double red or pop. Several shots, flat wrist, battle rocks. Back street, ready with blocks. Black Jeep, stuck in the cops. Clap, heat, plenty of shots. Pop, 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 this cash I got goes long like wide receivers. That's your speakers, I just tweak them. I don't try them, used to throw. When it's so hot, it'll burn a fever. I am David Balls, I'm sick of the sauce. Sweep your team in the series hard. Oh my lord, that was oh my god. This first turn, I just went off.
Respect my hustle, Russell Simmons in the manor. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you're with me, raise your black bandanas. Check the hustle, Russell Simmons in the manor. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you're with me, wave your black bandana. Black bandana, wave your black bandana. My people, if you're with me, wave your black bandana. Check my grammar, I'm a sound with your banger. Bang it like a hammer.
Yeah, alright, I was handing for. First off, you ain't what you stand for. Middle finger, speed up, now why that? I'm finished, just like a track was attractive. Like a sack with a fat ass, some pretty tits. And you guess right, I'm a. Now who's sitting with that word? Flip words, just like them birds flip. And who spit like them birds? First six, somebody call a nurse quick, I'm nasty. Hit the flow proper like them glasses. See, I took y'all from Brighton, so the stock is broke drastically. And actually, I just might happen to be the last with breed of individuals to use everyday words immaculately. And I ain't bragging, see, I'm just trying to swag the beat and make you nod your head a little bit like you was lacking sleep. And if you sleep on me, where is the no-no? See, my flow is not for a fuck. I hope you get it if you miss it, then kill yourself. Wrap me up for Christmas and give me back to myself. I'm gifted.
Respect my hustle, Russell Simmons in the manor. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, raise your black bandanas. Check the hustle, Russell Simmons in the manor. We're moving muscles with a different kind of grammar. Don't get it twisted, fam, I'm not a gangbanger. But my people, if you with me, wave your black bandana. Black bandana, wave your black bandana. My people, if you with me, wave your black bandana. Yeah, check my grammar, I'm a sound with your banger. Let me go bang it like a hammer.
Yeah. Premeditated, I'm killing rhythms on purpose. It's never basic, I lace it, blaze it, it's murder. All UK from the UK, don't care what they say, oh you heard her. No poverty around here, man, I get fried and flipped like a burger. I keep myself to myself, cause I know deep down that knowledge is wow. Take that to the bank, I move like a tank, so solid, but I still move south. But I'm still on your radar, cause I spray hard and I take charge. Just like a bad G, look, I actually create great wars. You get me, Dave Bars, YG, the game odds. I'm a production, if they can't see I get the rage, oh,
this is
the victory, exactly what it appears to be. They're in a race, but it's
no.
Bank teller, Greek slice. Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like.
Give me that. Give me that.
Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like.
Locks on.
Introducing, bragging, cameras flashing, just say hello. You can't gummy, neck and wrist sunny, nothing move but the money. My gator pockets got a ching. Oh, that's not a thing. Bought up in more pot than the bottom of your sink. Oh, oh, there he go. I'm ready though. Lines are raw like I just got in from Mexico. It's all the same though. Hate or not, that's more potato like potato top. No, I bless you, know how to best do. All the sights dripping, I need a wet suit. Fresh in the cut, I got a Hermes swag. Recession what, I must have missed that. I bring shorties to the crib, you can bet on it. I got a rug with a head of a bear on it. I don't be popping raw, but if he popping off, I be the one and others knocking at my door saying, Bank teller, Greek slice. Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like.
Give me that, give me that.
Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like. Introducing, bracket, cameras flashing, just say I'm going. Mark ready, go, wrist flooded like mom was there when the levees broke. I'm in the CD cash, make a lane, Stevie Nash. Keep the crowd moving, breeze through the easy pass. Arm like Olivian, every call you see me in. A lot of green palm trees like the Caribbean. Shorty's on my voice now, she's yelling. I wanna see that ass moving. Jello, think we already know your choice. John's the way. Wink, wink, I give him hugs and moist lingerie. No shy guy, flows up like high tide. Anywhere from my ties, connected like Wi-Fi. Don't gotta ask if you can see well. Thrown at the strip club, I cash throw like Fidel. Be on a DL, that's low, low. What you ain't know I can spit? Ask around, what you think? Bank teller, Greek slice. Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like. Strap those racks like.
Give me that, give me that.
Bank teller, Greek slice. Strap those racks like. Introducing, bracket, cameras flashing, just say.
Myself.
up like there's an iron rack. Don't want no war, but if you do, it's gonna be alright. I'd rather party, celebrate us winning. I'm talking gold bottles and banger models in the backyard swimming that light sweet. And I'm in the sweet, but she dressed up like Tiffany Street. Church is out, now she a freak. Still got a ring on, won't make the peace. She class the street, riding Bentley seat. Got her own money, she about 10 a week. And I just spent 10 on buying sneaks. And I'm fired up, and my life ain't cheap. 5 years sight, living near life. Nowhere near my skills, you better try Skype. I'm in that all black thing, call it Michael Knight. And she'll never do nothing I don't like. Her hair tight, her skin light. Her eyes green like street light. Her heels giving her more height. And she old enough, so we just
fight. Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'll mix something with something and put it in my cup.
Okay. Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
I'm at the dealership. I'm about to fire.
Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
So many pretty women in here got me fired up.
What? Fire, hey, we fire, hey.
And I just made a lot of money and we fire.
Okay.
Fresh to death. Got that money growing. We in the building, ice cold, we got it snowing. She fired up.
Fired up, fired up. We fired up with L. Myers getting it in. Shout out to L. Myers doing his thing. We are winding things down here tonight at the Nikki Rich Show. We thank all the listeners for tuning in, and we thank you for all your support. God bless you all. And check us out Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. Also, be sure and follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. And go to at Nikki R Show at us. And if you can't go there or you lost it or something, you can always go to NikkiRichShow.com. The official website is going down. Let's get it. We got to make it happen. And tonight we end by saying we wish you all the best.
Nikki Rich.
Now, the hottest show on the internet.